Next on Packers Today, Green Bay versus Denver, a matchup that has it all. It begins with two premier passers. One is the reigning league MVP.
Snap to Rodgers, throws right side of the end zone.
Yes.
Touchdown, James Jones!
The other is rewriting the record book on his way to Canton.
Pate throws one. He's got a touchdown! Touchdown, Denver, Emmanuel Sanders!
The game also features two star-studded defenses.
Pass intercepted. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Denver!
Both units are relentless in their pursuit of the quarterback.
Under pressure, there's Trent Matthews, the linebacker!
Finally, it pits two unbeaten teams against one another. Larry and I get you set for the Mile High Showdown next on Packers Today.
We're prepared for Peyton as the same player that he's always been.
They're one of the best defenses in the league, but we also have a good defense as well.
Sunday Night Football, the lights is on. You want to see who show up?
Top two scoring defenses, two Hall of Fame quarterbacks. I have nothing else to say about that. That speaks for itself.
Time out, Lauren. Before you start, I want that guy on my team.
Mike Daniels just has a way of getting people excited, and what a way to start this show.
He is intensity personified.
That is right. Welcome to Packers Today, presented by Verizon. I'm Lauren Majera, joined by Larry McCarron, and we are in the meat and potatoes of the season. Two undefeated teams going up against each other, and this is the big stage.
It certainly is, and that expression, playoff atmosphere, comes to mind because it will be in Denver a playoff atmosphere with playoff intensity on the field.
I know a lot of the guys in the locker room and coach always talk about how they love the noon games. Does a Sunday night football game have any impact on the game itself?
I think it does in this one because of the stakes. Does the regular season get any better? Well, it might next week if the Carolina Panthers and the Packers are 7-0 and 7-0. But for right now, the regular season doesn't get any bigger.
Well, center Corey Linsley's been part of some really big games since arriving in Green Bay, and he says the key is just staying loose.
We're doing our same deal. We're being ourselves. We're confident in what we do because if you get uptight and you get anxious and all that stuff, that just leads to you not focusing and you're worrying about the wrong stuff.
I think what Corey's referring to is what you'd call a relaxed intensity. And if practice is any indication, the guys had it this week.
I agree. I mean, I think these guys have been in a couple big games throughout the season. Now, maybe not this big, but at this point, I think they get it. Now, a couple other headlines coming out this week. Talk in the locker room, asking players about the altitude in Denver causes a potential challenge for players. McCarthy said it's not that big of a deal. They're going to keep the guys hydrated, do some breathing exercises. You've played in Denver. Is it a big deal?
I think it's more psychological than anything else, and the Broncos kind of contribute to that psychology. In the visitor's locker room, painted on the wall, elevation, 5,280 feet. So you have that in your mind as you take the field, but if you get a little winded, there's plenty of oxygen on the bench.
Really trying to get in your head, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, by the way, for those keeping score at home, elevation in Green Bay, 581 feet. Looked it up.
Just like a couple thousand more in Denver.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, wide receiver Devontae Adams has been sidelined most of the last three games with an ankle injury. Has returned to practice this week. A good sign for offense looking to pick up the tempo and make more plays outside the numbers. The guys in the locker room are really excited about having another playmaker in the mix.
His ability is there. I mean, he's got a lot of believers in the locker room and upstairs in what he can do.
Glad to get him back. Just puts another weapon out there for us on the field, man. A very good weapon. And I believe Tay's going to be a special player in this league, so it's good to get him back so we can go out there and make some plays.
Another friendly face at practice this week. The defense getting a boost. Safety Morgan Burnett, who has been inactive the last 4 weeks with a calf injury, is expected to make his return tonight against Denver. Now, when asked about Morgan Burnett, Casey Hayward said the nicest thing. He said that Burnett is like the quarterback of the defense, and when he's around, the communication is so much more crisp.
Amen to that. While we're in the neighborhood, living and learning on the job, sometimes it happens over the course of seasons. But with Micah Hyde, sometimes it happens over the course of a game.
First quarter, the Chargers create traffic problems by crossing receivers. They do that a lot, and they do it well. Hyde gets caught in the traffic big time, and a serious bullet is dodged.
It's an offensive game. The refs are making it hard for us to try to get our hands on receivers and stuff like that. So they run the pick routes. It's hard to get through, and, it's just tough.
Fourth quarter, final minute, as a matter of fact. And doesn't it look familiar? Same routes, same traffic problem, but this time Hyde is ready for it, gets around it, and keeps the Chargers out of the end zone. He doesn't make that play. There's no goal line stand. And we're headed to overtime against a red-hot offense.
In the position that we're at in something like that, you got to make that play. We don't really look at it as a game-saving tackle. That's just something that we do.
Lauren, did you see that? The way offenses are approaching the passing game, it's more like basketball with all the picks and so forth. I don't know how you play pass defense.
It's definitely advanced, and it's a lot more aggressive, that's for sure.
Still to come on Packers Today, Aaron Rodgers versus Peyton Manning will appear in the marquee as the headliners for tonight's act. But through six games, it's been the play of the defense that's stolen the show. Larry and I zero in on the Broncos when we return. Plus,
I just want to be the best player, the best teammate, the best leader I can possibly be.
If you thought 2014 was a lost season for Vijay Raji, think again. How a look in the mirror last year has pushed Raji to perform at the top of his game this season. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.